All right. There he is. From the 814 to the 412, the East Coast to the Left Coast, we got you covered. Welcome to another episode of Show Us Your Picks. Sup? I will be your host, Uncle Fitzy, aka the Parlay God, aka the People's Capper, trying to hook you guys up with a free pick and a parlay that you can cash today. Our summertime podcast is bringing you one straight pick and one parlay a couple times a week until football season, where we're really going to get after it. You will notice that the straight pick is in the parlay because when the straight pick hits, it's a free parlay from Fitz. Just like the spreads, we got you covered. Show love, get love. Shout out to the guys of VegasKillers.com. I'm going to tell you what they're doing over there. They're capping, racking, and stacking winners for the boys. Get on Twitter and give us a follow at Vegas Killers. And follow me at FitzPicks. That's FitzPicks. We are 51-31-1 in Major League Baseball, winning 62% of our bets placed on the diamond, and 64-58, winning 52% of our NBA picks. Since joining the boys at Vegas Killers, I got straight picks available. I got parlays available today for the nephews. If you guys want access to those picks, visit my page at VegasKillers.com, snag my daily special, or send me a message on Twitter and I'll hook you up. All right, Fitz, show us your picks. Our Show Us Your Picks straight pick of the day has a record of 9-7. Today's pick, we are going with the Warriors on the money line. No way the Warriors lose a last game ever at the Oracle. No way the Warriors don't force a game 7. I think this comes down to who shoots the 3 better. I expect a high scoring, up tempo, run and shoot style game from both clubs who are in desperation mode. That being said, the Warriors should shoot better at home, and the Raptors, though they have won 3 straight in Oakland, have not shot the 3 ball with much success on the road in the playoffs this year. Boys, we're going to 7. Our picks out for the boys parlay of the day is a 4-teamer. We got our straight pick, the Warriors on the money line. We got the D-backs on the money line. Greinke is 7-2, and the Nationals stink after a day of rest. The D-backs are 5-1 in their last 6 games versus a right-handed starter. And Greinke, for a little bit of juice, I'm wheezing that all day, boys. Our next pick is going to be the Cardinals and the Mets. We're going over 7. Both these pitchers walk a lot of guys per 9 innings, and Flaherty hasn't been sharp on the road, giving up close to a 7 ERA. DeGrom's numbers are even worse at home. The bullpen for the Mets is planting with grapefruits instead of baseballs and have been giving up runs left and right. All I have to do is get over 7. Please, give me the over. The Padres and the Rockies under 11.5. The Padres Stram is coming off the IL, but has yet to yield a run when he faces the Rockies. John Gray has also had solid success against the Padres. In 17 starts, he is 9-2 with an ERA of 2.70. He's also 2-0 in his last starts with an ERA of 1.88 at Coors Field, which is pretty impressive. Under 11.5. Throw 10 on it to win 100, throw 20 on it to win 200, throw 100 on it to win 1,000. That's just throw 1 unit to win 10 units on that 4-team parlay. Again, our podcast straight pick of the day is the Warriors on the money line. Our picks out for the boys parlay of the day is the Warriors on the money line, the D-backs on the money line, the Cardinals and the Mets over 7, the Padres and the Rockies under 11.5. 1 unit to win 10 units. Make sure you check us out over at VegasKillers.com. And don't forget to follow me at FitzPicks. Make sure you guys follow the show at Show Us Your Picks. Boys, enjoy your Thursdays. The picks are in. Let the fun begin.